Welcome back to Dove Valley. Happy to be joined now by Manny Ramirez. Manny, thank you so much, you guys, on your snack break, I think, right now, in between all these meetings. Broncos had practice this morning, have a walkthrough this evening. A lot of time to kill in between. How do you make it productive?
Just making sure that we're all able to, come together and be able to watch some film and just be able to pick out the little things that we saw or went through in practice, in the morning, and just be able to make the adjustments for the next practice and just go from there. So just take advantage of the time that we do have.
We heard from Orlando earlier on in the show, this far into camp, now you can really kind of start to measure how far along this line has come since your last real game. All these changes in the off season, now that you're wearing pads. How would you characterize right now, just a few days in now? I know it's still very early, but you like the progress you've seen?
Oh, definitely like the progress we've seen. Just being able to continue to work together. Being able to have Orlando, on my left side now, it's really been big. Been able to play with him in the past, when I was a right guard and he was a tackle. So we kind of know the little things that we both of us like, right. And the little adjustments that we have to make. But it's all about, being able to practice and be able to understand how each one of us plays across the line and be able to bring that together, and be as one. So.
After working with Peyton all last season, how's your guys' chemistry even better now? You mentioned practice, getting that experience together. Anything changed now that you've had so much work together?
I think the comfort level's there, but we're still trying to, get better every day. I think we had a pretty good relationship last year, and we're only trying to build on it, And I think this year we feel more comfortable with each other as far as like how we say things and how we could make a lot of dummy calls here and there and feel comfortable that everybody's going to be okay, that no one's going to jump, no one's going to move on whatever we're trying to do. But being able to be on the same page, make the same adjustments, and be able to get the calls out pretty quick and get everybody on the same page. So,
how different is this defense in your eyes this year? And more specifically, how is it making you guys better when you're trying to start stacking these practices and walkthroughs and prepare for week one?
Well, sometimes it feels like a game, just because of all the way across. We have, great players. We got Ware now. You got T. Knight. We're getting Vic back. Sylvester's getting even better every day. It's great to have Wolf back as well, the type of dominant player that he is. And Malik, he's upped his game big time from starting last year. So all the way across, we have a challenge that we got to make sure that we're on the same page, being able to make sure that on our slide protections and also that we're able to stay together. Yeah. Because they run so many different games, and right. They know how to work with each other very well. There's a lot of experience on that side, so it just makes both sides even better. So
have you started to think about that first preseason game yet, or is it still early? You still thinking about these meetings and walkthrough tonight?
I'm still focused on the things we have to, get ready for ourselves. Yeah. Get all the little rust out of the way. Of course, we're a week in and all stuff, but there's still things that we have to adjust on our side. And we'll start worrying about them. Next Thursday, when we get to play them and all that. Okay. But right now, we're focused on us trying to get better from last year and just being able to improve all the little things we've done. So.
Another guy that we heard from earlier in our show is Ryan Clady, right. Being back on the line. Yeah. What have you seen from him? He says he wants to get back to the way he was before. You notice that from him or anything?
I think Clady's, it's amazing to be able to have someone with that type of talent, back, and the type of leadership that he brings to the offensive line. He's not a very vocal person, but just the way he goes about himself and how he works and the work he puts in shows a lot of the leadership that he has, and you just want to follow that, and you kind of as well want to up your game to his level. And I think it just makes our offensive line even stronger. So what we were able to do last year, now having him, it's going to be exciting to see what we're able to do as a whole. So.
Yeah, I think everyone just can't wait to see whether it's Ryan or whether it's who you guys are going against every day, Kevin Vickerson, everyone healthy and playing. Right. So, well, we really thank you for coming out here. Which O-lineman takes the most advantage of snack time during the day?
I'm going to leave it out.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe later we'll find out. Okay, maybe next time.